Howdy friends, this is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
The Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council Championship of Champions, performance number 1 of 3, Casper, Wyoming. The competition, very exciting. Results went this way. In the women's relay, Blue Blossom Express of the Mandan, Hadassah, and Arikara Nation with jockey Jesse Vegan were the victors. In the Chiefs race, heat race number 1, a Shoshone tribe, Cedar Ridge with Dallin Yokoyama was the winning jockey. Chief heat race number 2, Jude Rivas of Ames Black of the Blackfeet Nation wearing purple, won chief heat race number 2. In the Warriors race, where they have a 50-yard dash, mount the horse, and make a lap, Brew Crew with the rider Rico Cortez, a very veteran, talented jockey of the Ogallala Nation in South Dakota, claimed the championship in Warrior heat race number 1. Warrior race heat number 2, Young Bear Express, another win for the Mandan, Hadassah, and Arikara Nation of the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. Virgil McCormick was the jockey. In the maidens heat race, number 1, Young Bear Express, MHA Nation from the Fort Berthold in North Dakota, this time the jockey, Yakana Henry. Maidens race number 2, White Horse Relay, winning for the first time. We've seen a Navajo Nation Dene team come into the races and nothing else but a victory. That is impressive. After intermission, it was Indian Relay race number 1, Dustin Kruger, the jockey for his SM Express of the Crow Nation, a great team, the 2018 World Champions. Heat race number 2 was won by the Colville Nation. Abrahamson are the 2-time and defending champions, with Scott Abrahamson out of Washington. Relay heat race number 3 sees Cedar Ridge, Dallin Yokoyama in the winner's circle again, representing the Shoshone Bannock tribe out of Fort Hall, Idaho. Indian relay race number 4, Ogallala Nation's Brew Crew, Sylvan Brown the jockey, take them past the finish line first. Indian relay heat race number 5 was won by Frontline Relay, Tyrek Traversy of the Hump Clay Crow Creek Sioux Nation in the middle of South Dakota. Our guest today is Kennard Realbird. Kennard has from the Crow Nation. His family has been dealing with horses for over 4 centuries, from hunting horses, warring horses, stealing horses, bucking horses, and racing horses. That's Kennard, right. Kennard, this is a very exciting day.
Well, yeah, I think, but what's going to happen there in the championship round is these are the guys that are the best, and they make the least amount of mistakes of any team. And they'll come in there like, what I saw today was a lot of the younger guys who overshot their positions, that lost their position in that race. And when you're running against the best in that, especially the championship round with 7 of the best teams, there's not going to be very many mistakes. There'll be some traffic problems maybe, but not a whole lot.
The first 2 days are qualifiers for championship, right? Sunday afternoon, and they're all riding at their $500 entry fees. It's like a jackpot, and then championship day, over $75,000.
That's right, Randy. You know, the Indian really horse community is the grassroots Indians on these reservations. They're not the cowboys, they're not the rodeo cowboys, but these are the Indians, are the ones who continue the language, the traditions, the customs, and the heritage of their respective tribes.
Any words of encouragement to those to come to see Indian Relay Horse Racing Championships that's never seen them before?
There's so much excitement in the race itself. It's not like any other sporting event. You get caught up.
That's words of our champion, Kennard Realbird, right here in Casper, Wyoming, in the first of 3 performances at the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council Championship. These fall sports specials on Native Voice One Radio Network are supported by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. Long live Indians! Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan, Hadassah, and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.